I'm really about young Africans getting it moving. And to be on this platform and witnessing your rise and your plight means so much to me.
Welcome back to the Morning News.
Welcome back to The Morning Muse, your number one weekly interview podcast. Today, we have a very special guest. We are joined by award-winning African musician and icon, the Gigi Lamaine. How are you doing, ma'am?
I'm good. How are you guys? Thank you so much for inviting me onto the show. I feel extremely blessed to be here. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for joining. I'm just really cold.
Wow, really? I mean, with us over here, I don't know. I think it's getting a little sunny, but for some reason, I don't know, the cold, it wasn't the same this year, the winter and stuff. Yeah, I think in the beginning, it was like really super cold, but now it's almost as if people are really like getting ready for summer again.
I think here it's also just getting like a bit warmer, but like it's like still really cold.
It's still cold.
And I just want to take some time out just to say thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to join us on the Morning Muse. You've done so well in music and you're such an amazing person. For everyone you've just inspired, I just really want to extend a really big thank you.
Thank you so much. I try, guys. I try really hard. I'm not perfect, though. I'm an absolute tyrant. I'm not perfect. Days are definitely different. But as long as I wake up every day and I do what I love and I'm true to the person I am, regardless of who is around me or what is around me, for me, that's just a bonus because I live the truth of so many young women who look up to me, so many young men who look up to me. And people don't have the slightest clue or idea how much we as artists look up to the people around us. This is where we get our inspiration from, everything from our lyrics to, you know, our production and sound to what we're going to do next. So, I mean, a person is a person because of the people around them. So I'm just extremely, extremely lucky to be living in a time like this where young people are able to listen to me and I can influence them and vice versa.
I think that's why everything has gone so well, because a lot of people can relate to what you've been through to reach who you are.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm glad it's not another like sad story. No. The one thing I fear is leaving this world and there isn't a legacy. There isn't a lesson being taught and to be known as somebody who gave up. I have had my moments, but like you said, a lot of people can relate to that. And I mean, I just want to be the girl who kept going. Our dreams are valid. There's a reason why we're all here. And if we can wake up every day to fulfill some kind of purpose, then we're living right.
Yeah. Just to get right into it, I obviously know who you are, but for our listeners who will get to listen to this, may you tell us a bit about who Miss Gigi Lamaine is and where your love for music stemmed from?
Yes. Okay, so Gigi Lamaine is a female musician. I'd like to say female musician now. I'm very much rooted in hip-hop as a genre. That's how I was discovered many years ago off a song called, listen to me, many years ago, a couple of years ago, a song called Ice Cream, where I got to work with the legendary Coolie Chana. And everything else, I think, was history from there. I got to work with the likes of Pro. Pro was actually the first artist who completely like attached his brand to mine and wanted to push me. May his soul rest in peace. I've had quite a career. I was discovered off of a talent show. So I didn't have the connect. I didn't, you know, it was just pure talent. I was discovered. I won the talent show and went to Miami for a couple of months. And when I came back, I was the superstar. So I kind of just had to dive into it and maneuver around being this girl at university. I went to Wits University, by the way, this girl who's famous on campus. But I was always true to myself because I've always been an academic. I studied a BA General in anthropology, media, and my subs were in linguistics and politics. And it's always just been such a big thing for me to always, you know, represent the academics in the entertainment space. And I'm very grateful that that's where my career has gone. My mom originally is from Zimbabwe. She's a beautiful Ndebele speaking goddess. And I am first generation here in South Africa. So I am quite a bit of a mix in terms of my nature, nurture sort of situation. I grew up in Soweto. I lived around Indonesia. I'm a city girl. I'm a Joburg girl. But for anyone who wants to really know me, I think the best place to learn about me would be the internet, because I'm one of those young artists who was found on the internet, built up from the internet. People were listening to me from the internet. My music, I was disseminating through the internet. And yeah, I've always looked back and I'm thinking, this video is like from 2009. Who found this? But I think it's such a beautiful thing that the internet has become, because I kid you not, it has recorded my career as is until now. So yeah.
That's really good. And you as an artist, you made really nice songs. And may you tell us a bit about your sophomore album, which recently came out, Mermaids and Stuff. What inspired the name?
So Mermaids and Stuff was based off of a spiritual journey, an African spiritual journey I went on. Basically, you know, my initiation as Inyanga. And that happened last year, but the project started 2 years ago and I didn't know where I was going. And it's basically based off of the idea of a mermaid as a mystical creature. You know, for me, it was about how the mermaid has always represented almost this animal that is able to live regardless of how turbulent life gets. So whether it's the crashing of waves or a silent tide or whatever it is, you're just able to maneuver through that. I mean, on the album, I fell in love. I got my heart broken. I was in a toxic, abusive relationship. I got out of that. I created my own record label. I went independent. The story is about a zero to hero, turbulent life of a young girl, and anyone can relate to this, and how I had to pick myself up, and I'm currently living the best days of my life because I took a conscious decision to turn that situation around. So going back to mermaids, I've always just felt like, how did they even maneuver in, you know, what the sea looks like sometimes? You know, we see very scary things. Mermaids go through a lot, guys. Like, they have to deal with pollution. They have to deal with so much, you know? So imagine, whether you believe in a mermaid or not, imagine how much that animated creature has to go through. So that's basically where Mermaids and Stuff comes from. And I feel like we as humans can relate to that in many ways. So that's the story of Mermaids and Stuff.
You spoke about the different stories that made up the album, obviously like heartbreak, abusive relationships. And with that, you've actually been really busy. And something I really admire about you is you've transitioned to being more than an artist. You've dived into the business aspect of being an artist with your wine deal, your academic, and exploring a different sound. And do you think this album has a different sound from other songs you've produced?
Absolutely. The biggest thing that I've heard by my peers is that people can feel that I've grown mentally, you know, emotionally, apparently according to the boys, physically. And there's definitely been a change, and it wouldn't make sense for people not to hear it. I always enjoy albums just to throw some names around because I do believe in that standard and that tier of artistry. You know, a Beyonce, and how every time she comes back, there's like a difference in what she offers. It's never the same. It still is Beyonce, but it's just like a better version of Beyonce. It's like getting the better version of iPhone. Every time I put out a piece of work, it needs to be better than the last. Nobody should say, in terms of songwriting, that other one was better. In terms of content, that other thing was better. I always challenge myself. I drove myself like a slave for Mermaids and Stuff, from the features to everything. The team, thank goodness I have a team that's so understanding and that probably envision things bigger than I do for myself. So just being able to tap into that and understanding that it's important that I grow in every single way for this project was something that was extremely imperative and close to my heart.
I think that's really good about how you always just want to be better and you work towards being better than the last time that stuff came out. And on the project, yeah, my favorite song has to be Soso Bala with Shoma Josie.
Wow.
I love that song. But for you, what are some of your favorite songs on the project? If you had to pick one song.
Yes, I was actually doing a podcast with Rosary the other day and I was asking her the same thing. It's like, what's your favorite song of yours? And she was like, you know, songs are like children. But the truth is, guys, there's also that favorite child, eh? So for me, Soso Bala is like the obvious favorite child. But for me, it would definitely be Make A Way. Make A Way is one of those very quiet songs. I actually wrote that song to a friend of mine who was working in a strip club here in Johannesburg, and she just had a son and she was just really, really caught up in trying to figure out how she was going to live and work, and you know, the judgment that goes with what she does, you know, family back home, some people not even knowing that that's what she does. And the song is called Make A Way. We do what we do because we have to survive. I'll take my time, promise to you that I'm getting what's mine. And I touch on a lot of things around skin bleaching and why some people end up doing that. This is just an anthem to young young women just trying to put their lives together, regardless of the judgments or society's pressure. And that, for me, is my soundtrack every single day. Living with deliberately blocking out the noise for me to be able to live out my life fully. Make Away is about really addressing very subtly, you know, vision and passion killers. Vision and passion killers exist in the workplace. They exist within our, you know, family circles. They exist even in our relationships and the people we decide to date. So Make Away speaks about all those different things, about how you need to stay away from vision and passion killers. Your vision and passion killer can be your DJ, you know, not saying that my vision and passion killer is my DJ, but yeah. It's so important for me to understand where it's important to block out the noise and just be true to myself. And that's what Make Away is about.
I think that's really good. And I think the biggest thing with that is just being true to yourself, because no matter what you do, people always have something to say. And I can't remember the last time someone's opinion paid someone's bills. And to that, it's just being true to yourself. Obviously, there's going to be judgment, but if you feel like what you're doing is good, then it's good. As long as you're not harming anyone. But it's good.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more.
We spoke briefly about your spiritual journey. You're a multi-talented lady and you have your fingers in a lot of things. With that, what really made you want to explore that side of yourself?
I had no choice. This is something that has been in my lineage for a very long time, paternally and maternally. You know, it was kept away from me. I mean, I only discovered a lot of who I am now, just embracing how beautifully African I am and where I come from, you know, and all these other different things. So this was part and parcel of discovering who I am. And I come from a lineage of healers, of very spiritually gifted people, but people who assisted and helped people in different ways. And it didn't make sense for me to do music, which for me is my healing tool, and not explore the spirituality behind it and how it could make people feel and how it could also make me feel. 2 years ago, I think I went through the most, turbulent time of my career. I was at a record label where I wasn't happy because I just wasn't given time of day because I was female. They didn't feel like they were going to cash out as much as they would. There were just a lot of dynamics to that, and just like competing with all the other artists at the label just became a little too much for me. Spiritually, I needed to understand what some of these things meant. And if I hadn't gone that route, I wouldn't be confident enough to understand that in my own right, I am powerful. I am a spiritual being. I am a source of energy and light to people that are going to listen to my music and engage with me. So it was absolutely important for me to do that, because music is a healing tool. You know, you look back at the likes of Bob Marley, even struggle songs, music from Cape to Cairo, and what the MK and the ANC used to sing. Music plays such a huge role in building, in healing, in destruction. It is an energy in itself. So it was very important for me to do that, because the energies of my spirituality go hand in hand with what I sit and I create in the studio. And if you're somebody who's loved Gigi Lamain from the inception, then you would definitely see the change.
And even with the thing about your label not giving you time of day, you prove them wrong, because I can't think of any other South African lady who's had a song as big as the one you had with King Monada, arguably the best song of 2019.
Absolutely, absolutely. And thank you to King Monada for that. And, you know, thank you to people like you. You know, it's so important that the media has time for you and they give you time to be who you truly are. And I'm very lucky. Even with going with that, everyone knew Gigi as this hardcore sitting lyric. And all I've ever wanted to do since I was a child was just make nice music. So even stepping away from that and hearing people feel like, oh, she's sold out and why is she making this kind of music? And I had to be very true to myself to say, listen, when you started this journey, you wanted to be a musician. You didn't necessarily want to be a rapper. So it's time for you to live out your dream, regardless of what people say. And, you know, this was one of the arguments with the label. Should you be deviating? Should you be trying new things? And I absolutely had to. And I'm so glad that I took that leap of faith.
I think that's really good about how you obviously felt you needed some self-development. And on the topic of your song with King Monada, I've always just wondered, is King Monada laid back? Is he like a funny character?
When you first meet him, he acts super quiet. And then when he starts speaking, you're going to be in stitches. He is like the funniest person I've met in the last 5 years. You know, so outgoing and always about people. He's just such a loving person. So shout out to King Monada for doing what he did for me on Fufa. I think that is an irreplaceable gift. When an artist decides that they're going to give you a chance, even as another well-known artist.
And you spoke about you being a hardcore lyricist. And may you take us through your songwriting process?
Yeah, I listen to the beat first. And that's why I always go back to saying that I'm a musician. Like, the music needs to speak to me and I speak back at it. So it's very important that, like, in my music selection, whatever I decide to do, that is a very, very important thing. The beats, the music. So I take my producers very seriously. You know, I still credit producers till this day. I don't believe in buying beats. I believe in royalties and making sure that they have equity in whatever product we put out. So I'm very, very picky on that. And if you find that you've produced a Gigi LaMaine song, then you know that you're more than likely to be able to speak to my soul.
And something we spoke briefly about was you growing up in Soweto. And you have the big story of not letting circumstances define you, from growing up in the hood to becoming this icon. And may you tell us a bit about the mindset you had to have in order to not let your current surroundings dictate your future.
Yeah, I mean, I always look back at my life and think, you know what, if I could, I would have a blockbuster of a movie just based off of everything I've been through. I saw a lot of things when I was too young, you know, just, you know, the abuse my mom went through with my own father. And then leading up to my own relationship where it was like history was repeating itself because of something I saw at home. So I just think that all those different things made me so much stronger and so very aware of the fact that I had to be in society but know who I am in society, not being afraid to stand out, because I think that's the biggest thing for a lot of us. We're so afraid and we believe in collective conscience. Look at the looting out here in South Africa. I am so grateful that that little girl held on for this long, because although I haven't reached the pinnacles I want to reach, I'm doing a good job for where I come from.
That's really, really inspiring. And even with the pinnacles you've reached, you've had hit like Fufa, and you have Soso Bala with Shoma Josie, which is currently number 5 on the charts. Have you had that I arrived moment yet?
Until I create the burner effect, I have not arrived. Burner Boy is my world-class fighter. So I'm waiting for my burner moment, and then I will say, you know what, I've arrived. I don't even think he's arrived, because he wants so much for himself. So, I mean, for me right now, until I get that world recognition, not a chance. No, not here yet.
Guys, I can't wait to listen to a Gigi LaMaine and Burner Boy song. And with how things are going for you, I'm sure it will happen.
I would absolutely die. But don't forget, I did have, we did have Baddest Dreamings with other people as well. Yeah. So I would really, really love to just experience the studio setting with him.
Guys, so Mermaids and Stuff Deluxe, we have a Burna Boy song.
Bring out the candles, we manifesting.
As an altruistic influencer and role model to many young people, what advice would you give anyone trying to pursue a similar career path?
Yo, get ready to fight. Days are not going to be the same. There's some days when you hate what things are. You wish you stuck to doing this or that. I kid you not, it's in those darkest times that the universe and God communicate with you to tell you, actually, no, you're not done and you're not finished. So appreciate the silence. Appreciate the moments where self-doubt comes in. But remember that that's just a passing moment. After that doubt subsides, it's back to your grind, back to your hustle, and what you truly owe yourself.
I think on anyone's journey, if you want to be successful at anything, you're always going to encounter challenges, but it's always just remembering why you started and the end goal, keeping your mind focused on the end goal.
I couldn't agree with you more.
And as we get to rounding off, on the podcast, we have a signature question, which is, what does happiness mean to you? So today, Miss Gigi LaMaine, what does happiness mean to you?
Happiness means I get to do whatever I want, as long as I'm making a difference to myself and I am contributing to my legacy. That is happiness to me.
I've actually never thought about it like that. Ownership of yourself and your time, where you're not told, okay, Gigi, you have to do this right now. Where you're free to do what you want and you continue inspiring other people.
Yes, that is the dream. That is purpose. Once we're all able to do that, the world will be a happier place. Just stay true to yourself first and everything else will fall into place.
With that, I'd just really like to say thank you so much, Miss Gigi LaMaine, for joining us on The Morning Muse today. It was an absolute honor getting to speak to you, and we wish you the best in all aspects of your life.
Thank you so much for inviting me onto the podcast. It's been absolutely amazing. I hope I can get some of, you know, the content to post on my socials. I'm really about about young Africans getting it moving, and to be on this platform and witnessing your rise and your plight means so much to me. You could have chosen to interview anybody, but you chose the girl. So I'm definitely behind you guys 100%. I thank you so much for this opportunity and taking my craft so seriously. You know, you've unlocked things that I didn't even realize during this interview. So I feel great because I've learned something new. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you guys for listening. I hope you enjoy it.